How many of you enjoyed the ministry this week of Brother Scott Morris? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come, Brother Morris. Appreciate Brother Morris, Sister Morris being here as well. And we're going to hear a final word from him this morning.
Well, praise the Lord. Y'all have fun this week? Anybody tired? If I told you we was going on another week, would you be excited or like, oh? All righty. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. But my time don't start yet, okay? Hold on just a second. A couple of quick announcements right quick, and then I'm going to share something with you, and I'll get out of the way. What about our Truth Camp board that puts this camp on? Come on. Get up. Show them you love them. Come on. Oh, you do better than that. Come on. Amen. What about the kitchen help? All that good food. I'm going to get in trouble over this if we're live, but I'm going to tell you, we go to a lot of camps, and Texas Truth Camp's got some of the best food I've ever ate at a youth camp. Amen, guys. Amen. That's right. That's right. And what about Brother Aubrey? Our sound man made us all sound good this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me and him's become friends this week. And I tell you what. But anyway, it's been a good week, hasn't it? You can sit down. Just right quick, I asked Brother Goodwin if I could announce this. August 26th and 27th, we have a minister's restoration at our church in Mississippi along the same lines as the one at Brother Matt's church, Harvest Time. And if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you this year. Just get in touch with me. If you're a pastor, evangelist, or a missionary, we'll put you up in a motel and take care of you while you're there. And we just sort of have to limit it to that because of financial reasons, you know. And then we try, because of size in our church and for other reasons, we try to keep it mostly pastors, evangelists, missionaries, youth pastors, anyone that's in the ministry. I know everybody would like to come, but we just don't have room for everybody. So we like to minister to ministers and help them. So that's August 26th, 27th, if you'd like to come. I got to get out of the way. How many of you have been following Brooke on Facebook? I know a lot of you just ask about Brooke, the young lady at home that was expecting a baby, and she got COVID, a blood clot, has been in ICU, been fighting for her life. Baby's been fighting for her life. That's actually one of my cousins on my mother's side. Mom called me right before service started. They flew her from our local hospital to UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, yesterday evening on a medical jet with a doctor, flew her there, got her there, took the baby at 5:30 this morning, 5 pounds and a few ounces. Baby stable, mama's stable, everybody's doing good this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Now we need that blood clot in Brooke's lungs to dissolve and her lungs to clear up, and all will be well. So we give God praise this morning. Amen? All right, my time starts now. Okay. The book of James, chapter number 2, I'm going to read verse number 18. And then I'll skip down and read verse number 26 just for the sake of time. I'll leave you with this morning. James chapter 2 verse number 18 says, Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse number 26. For as the body without the spirit... Amen. Let me go back. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. All right, you may be seated right quick. I don't want you to be confused on what I'm telling you here. And I don't have time to get into this. So if there's a question, when you get home or on the bus today, ask your pastor, your youth pastor. They'll explain it to you. But Paul taught salvation by grace. Amen. You remember that? The verse of scripture says that salvation comes, let me find it so I can quote it right. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. Amen. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, what Paul said there and what James is saying, where I've read to you this morning, we don't need to get confused. This is two separate things that these apostles are talking about. Paul is talking about becoming saved, okay? The only way to be saved is through Christ, the blood of Christ. We know that. We believe that. We understand. I don't have time to get into all of that, so you understand that. James is writing after salvation, the life after salvation. The word faith here can also be, we can also use the word salvation. Let me slow down. I'm trying to get this in 10 minutes. We can always use the words, also use the word salvation. So what James is saying, show me your salvation by your works. Let me see that there's been a change in your life by your words. Amen. Someone sent me a video of a man testifying in a prison that he had been in years past. He'd become saved in that prison. His time had come up and he'd got out of prison. He went back to witness to him in the prison, and he said this statement about salvation. He says, if you is what you were, then you ain't. Come on, somebody. In other words, if you claim to be saved and you is what you were, then you ain't. Come on now. Hallelujah. So here's what I'm saying to you, young people. How many of you God helped you this week? Come on. How many of you God touched you? Amen. Saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, revived, renewed. Okay, what we do at home, and you may do here, when we have a great youth camp like this, we go home, and normally the Sunday night after the youth camp, we sort of focus on our young people, and we let our youth pastor come up and say a few words, and this past week after camp, they sung a song, and then all the young people get to testify about what God done for them at youth camp. Oh, they testify how God saved them, filled them with the Holy Ghost. I got changed this week. God touched me. Blah, blah, blah. All of these things. And a lot of times, the old folks is just sitting there looking at them. Come on now. Which ain't right. But they almost have a reason to. Because these same young people went to camp last year and come home testifying about how changed they were, but 2 weeks later, they still doing the same thing they were doing before they went to camp. Come on, somebody. Don't quit on me this morning. I'll preach an hour if you sit there like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So James said, a man may say he has faith. Go back to that verse of scripture for me right quick. James chapter 2. Amen. James chapter 2 and verse number 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. Notice what he said. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me that. He said, a man may say he's saved. Come on now. But he's not producing any works. So therefore, he's really not saved. It's impossible to be saved and not produce the works of salvation. Hallelujah. And if you read in between, he said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so is salvation without works is dead. In other words, you didn't get it. Come on, somebody. You didn't get it. You need to go again. You need to try again. You need to pray again. Amen. But in between that, amen, he gives us two examples of people, amen, that produce works to show that they had been changed. Are the works of righteousness. Abraham, amen, he speaks of concerning, and Rahab the harlot. Amen. I want to go right quick to the story of Abraham. This is what I want you, amen, to produce. The works, amen, that I want you to produce to show the world that I ain't what I was. Come on now, hallelujah. I ain't what I was in the life of Abraham. Show me your salvation by your works. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. So we go to the life of Abraham, and we look at that story, and we go to Genesis chapter 22, and we see where God spoke to Abraham and said, I want you to give me your son. Amen. I want you to take Isaac up on that mountain, and I want you to offer him as an offering to me. Number one, if you're writing this down, the salvation or God should have produced in your life this week, first of all, is the work of obedience. Can somebody say amen? When you get saved, you will become obedient to the word of God, to the power of God, to the presence of God. Come on, somebody. I said you will become obedient. You surrender your life to whatever God wants in your heart and in your life. So obedience is a work of salvation. When I become saved, when I let God do a work in my life, I become then not my will, but thine will be done. Can somebody say amen? I was going to preach to you last night about living in the will of God. Living in the will of God. If I got to preach last night, living in the will of God. Why you should choose the will of God over the will of the flesh and over the will of the devil. Amen. There's three wills. Me, I ain't never gonna get through. There's three wheels that a person has the opportunity, the choice to live by: the will of the flesh that fulfills what you want to do, amen. And then there's people that gives themselves to Satan and they live according to the will of the devil. Come on. But then there's those that live according to the will of God. And that's the most blessed place that a person can live, is in the will of God. Why is it so good to live in the will of God? I'll tell you why it's good to live in the will of God. Number one, because God cares about you. Come on, somebody. Peter said, he careth about me. He's concerned about me. Number two, because God sees the future and he'll put you in place to be the best you can be in this life. Woo! Hallelujah. And then thirdly, he said he, with the temptation, he makes a way of escape. If I'm living in the will of God, God's always got a way to get me out of whatever I get into. And somebody say, oh, hallelujah. I got a minute and 10 seconds. Hallelujah. The work of obedience. Listen to me. Prove to your church something happened in your life at youth camp. Prove to your pastor, your youth pastor, by going home and living according to obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. Number two, amen, the work of trust. The work of trusting God. Isaac's told him, the wood. Come on, give me a 12-year-old boy. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I need a 12-year-old boy. Come on, son. Amen. They start up that mountain. Isaac puts the wood in his arms. Abraham puts the wood in Isaac's arm. They're going up that mountain. This boy is old enough that he's been there many a times. He knows something's missing. Daddy, ain't we missing something? I got the wood and you got the fire, but don't we normally take a lamb up this mountain with us? He knows what's about to happen at the top of that mountain. But Abraham looks at his boy and says, don't worry, son. God will provide. You sit down. Hallelujah. The work of obedience, the work of trust in God, no matter where you find yourself or what you find yourself in. And then thirdly, the work of praise and worship unto God. Because when Abraham got on that mountain and God provided a ram in the thicket, he throwed his hands up and said, "Oh, Jehovah Jireh, the God that is able to provide for me." Give him praise and glory. I love you. See you soon.
Come on, stand, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Give it up for Brother Scott. We appreciate him and Sister Kim. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the ministry of Brother Scott, Sister Kim, amen, what the Lord's doing there. And we appreciate all you campers that came to camp this year. Give it up for yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want all our kid campers workers to stand up. All our kid camp workers. Give them a hand. Yay. They did a wonderful job. Amen. And I want to applaud the kitchen work myself. Give them one more applaud here. Amen. All righty. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and take care of these little awards here, right? You may want to do each year we do a best camper for the boy and the girl and the kids camp there. And so we're going to go ahead and take care of that. This morning, I think they all deserve best campers, so they did a great job. All these boys and girls had a great time with them this week, man, and they all ready to stay another week, right, kids? Y'all want to stay another week? Woo! Amen. All right. Well, the best girl camper this year that all the counselors voted and the kids voted, this year goes to Abigail Smith. Give her a hand. Where's she at? Oh, she had to leave. Oh, okay. Is her pastor here? Who's her pastor? Her mom. Where's her mom? Come on, mom. Give mom a hand. All right. Well, we hate Abigail had to leave. All right. We also, the best boy camper for kids camp this year. And this fella here, man, I think he's going to be a preacher. He was praying for everybody, even rolling in the floor. Amen. This year goes to Sheldon Tucker. Give him a hand. All righty. Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate everybody. And I think this time, Brother Sean's going to do it. Where's Brother Sean and Sister Bess going to come and take care of our recreation? Amen. They're moving slow this morning.
Everybody have a good time this week. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we've got the award for Mr. and Miss Sportsmanship. All right, I guess we do the female first. Miss Sportsmanship. All right, Miss Sportsmanship is Sister Maddie Gregory. Come on down. Give it up for Sister Maddie. Mr. Sportsmanship, Brother Tanner Wiley. All right, give him a hand. All right. Well, let me get out of the picture here. My goodness. Which team won? Man, y'all don't sound very confident. You giving a trophy for that? Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you who won in just a second. Oh, sorry, give you the wrong trophy. All right, can I get the team leaders for Team White to come up this morning? Give it up for Team White. The whole team. Come on, Team White. Come on. I have to say, every team done very good, but Team White pulled it off this year. Y'all line them across the front. Brother Darren's going to get your picture. She's got a little medal, and then we're going to give this thing back to Brother Goodwin.
All right. All right. One more time for the White team. I want to recognize our nurses. If you ladies will stand, I'm very thankful for these ladies. Sister Beth Jones, amen. All right, appreciate all of these ladies, amen. We've got one candy gram that didn't give it out. I think this says to Amy, door number two, Kevin Wood. Thank you so much for your nursing skills during. For us every day. Thank you so much for taking care of me. I really appreciate it. Is she here? Somehow this didn't get out. Right ahead. Amen. That's from Sister Keisha Tom. Appreciate that. I want to say along with Brother Torbert, we appreciate all of our workers. In fact, I'd like all of our youth workers to stand at this time. If you worked in youth camp, amen. Let's give a hand to these amazing people. Appreciate all of this hard work. I think all the lazy workers must have stayed at home because I didn't see any lazy people this week. So thank you, workers. You're a tremendous a job. So glad to have this group from OBI. They were a tremendous help. Can we give them a hand of appreciation? Amen. I want all of our pastors to stand. If you're a pastor or a youth pastor, I want you to stand. Let's give these folks a hand of appreciation. Helping make Truth Camp what it is. All right. Y'all may be seated. Appreciate you here today as well. I stayed at home because I didn't see any lazy people this week, so thank you. All right, y'all maybe somebody got in the system. All right. Well, anyway, okay, we got some a few more trophies to give out, but the Torbert's coming to help us here. While he's coming, I want to say we do, even as Brother Scott mentioned, appreciate our camp board, Brother Torbert, Brother Michael Tom. I appreciate their support, their help. Amen. All right. We're going to give out the awards here first for Mr. and Miss Christian Character. Once again, y'all voted, selected these folks, and we want to recognize them. This morning, Truth Camp 2021, Miss Christian Character goes to Allie Rogers. Give her a hand. If you'll stay right there just a minute, sister. Mr. Christian Character goes to Barrett Warren. Barrett. All right. Mr. and Miss Truth Camp 2021. Miss Truth Camp goes to Erica Barrow. Erica. All right. Give Erica another hand. Miss Truth Camp. And Mr. Truth Camp goes to Mr. Jonathan Ochoa. Come ahead, Brother Jonathan. Yes. All right. Go get a picture together. All right. Let's give these folks a hand of appreciation. We are going to recognize the king and queen of camp this year. All right. King and queen 2021. Okay. We had 8 candidates, I think, for king and queen. Appreciate all of you who ran, all of you who collected, all of you who helped, and all of your winners. You probably know that. But the winner of Camp 2021 Queen, Sister Torbert, if you want to come and help us here, the queen is none other than, no, I think she missed it. It is Emily Carr. Right ahead, Emily. All right, let's give the queen a hand. All right. All right. All right, one more hand for the queen. All right, and our king for camp this year is none other than Brother Ryan Smith. Let's give Brother Ryan a hand. All right, King Ryan. King Ryan. Oh, looky there. King Ryan.
I hope so.
One more hand for King Ryan.
All right.
Look at the photographer there. Got a proud daddy back there. His son's a king. All right. Appreciate you, Brother Darren. Let me say we appreciate all of these who have been a part of our support team for camp. There's a lot of work that takes place even before camp ever gets here and throughout the camp and after the camp. And we appreciate all of these folks, all of our workers, all of those who spend numerous hours to make camp possible. We want to say we appreciate that. I want to also personally thank Brother Lucas and Sister Amy, which do a huge amount of work for the camp. Appreciate them. Amen. All right. Amen. Yes, amen. It wouldn't be possible without them. I'll go ahead and tell you that because I couldn't do it all. Amen. So we appreciate them. Amen. All right. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much, all of our workers. I want to make 2 announcements, and then we're going to have our Truth Camp 2021 video, And I think you're going to like that. Two announcements I want to make. The Lord willing, on September the 24th and 25th, we will be having a fall truth retreat. We're trying to nail down exactly where we'll be having that, but if you will, go ahead and save those dates, September the 24th and 25th. Lord willing, on September the 24th and 25th, we will be having a fall truth retreat.
In case you didn't hear that, I was just going to go ahead and tell you again.
Nail down exactly where we'll be having that, but if you've got a bug in the system, I think, but you've heard that twice, so I don't think you'll forget that. But anyway, also, we are trying to keep Truth Camp the third week of July every year, as we did for many, many years, and as we did this year. So if you want to go ahead and pencil that in, or if you have to make vacation plans to come to camp, because we all know camp is a vacation, workers. Anyway, we are trying to keep Truth Camp the third week of July every year. So wanted to mention that. Also wanted to mention, right now we're really not planning on having a spring truth retreat. We're doing the fall truth retreat and the spring retreat. We're encouraging you to go to the youth conference there, Brother Matt's church, Harvest Time. They have the conference, I think, in February. So if you can take advantage of that in the spring, and then, of course, summer, we'll be back around before you know it. So wanted to mention those announcements. And wanted to mention just a few results here. I don't think we got all the exit forms in, but we appreciate the ones that were turned in. And according to the numbers that did get turned in, I want to thank the Lord that for the first time, 19 young people said they got saved and gave their heart to the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for that. Amen. We had at least 48 young people say they rededicated their lives to the Lord at Truth Camp. They got back right with the Lord. Had at least 25 young people that received the baptism in the Holy Ghost for the very first time with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. Amen. We had 26 young people say they got called to the ministry for the first time. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. That's remarkable. Amen. We want to give the Lord the praise for that as well. Amen. All right. At this time, we're going to watch this video. Appreciate Brother Darren. Appreciate the Media Technology Club. Those also that helped him this year with taking the pictures. We appreciate all of that. And he normally gets this posted on our Truth Camp website, which I assume that will be eventually. If you're not aware of Texas Truth Camp Facebook, I want to make you aware of that, encourage you to be a part of that if you do Facebook. And then also our website, truthcamp.org. Brother Darren keeps that updated. Also, the videos, the sermons from years back on Truth Camp, you can go there and hear some amazing preaching and some great preaching, and also see those videos there. Amen. All right, let's view this presentation that's been made for us. All right, let's give it up to Brother Darren and these who helped him get this together. All right, you saw it. Amen. You didn't just see it, you experienced Truth Camp 2021. So we thank the Lord for that. Thank you, every pastor, every church, every youth leader, every worker, and thank you, every camper, for coming and making Truth Camp 21 a great success again. Amen. Let me remind you as we dismiss, Sister Betsy is over here. If you have a tab, a bill that you need to pay for the concession stand, please pay that. Do we have any t-shirts left out there? Just a couple t-shirts left out there. If you want to pick one of those up, we encourage you to do so. Encourage you to be safe going home today. If you've got a long ways to drive, take a lot of breaks. Stay awake while you're driving. And just have a great weekend, great services on Sunday. And go on with the Lord as our camp evangelist encouraged us to do this morning. Amen. Stand with me, if you will, Amen. We didn't get to take up an offering the last couple nights or two nights, but there's some buckets up here. If you want to give an offering before you leave this morning for Truth Camp, you're welcome to do that. In fact, somebody laid theirs up here, it looks like. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you right now for another great year at camp. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for everyone whose life was changed. We just pray, God, that you would go with each of us. Help us all be ready for your coming. And Lord, just give great victory in our lives, great victory and anointing in our churches and in our ministries. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory for all this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. Lord bless you. Love you, folks. Appreciate all you do.